tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today.
We are a couple of critics.
Hey, what's going on? This is a couple of critics that we got to do together. We are a couple of critics. No, that's not how we say it in the promo.
Oh, my God.
We are a couple of critics. Thank you. Wow. We got to keep branding together, my love. All right, guys, this is our first one in like 2 years.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And we are back. The new website, new everything. Uh-huh. To let you know, we have expanded.
Yes.
So we're not only going to do movies and shows, because we found out that our lives are really busy with a lot of other stuff than just watching shows and movies. Pretty much what I'm watching a lot now is anime, and my wife doesn't watch
right now,
that.
You've always watched.
But I watch a lot more now.
Yeah.
So there'll be a whole section on anime that I'll do, okay? But, you know, we do a lot of restaurants and trips and all this stuff, and products that we use. So we're like, you know what? We're going to expand it to products, reviews, trips, cruises, all this stuff. And I think that's just better for us to do. Mm-hmm. And hopefully us reviewing this stuff and get us some free stuff. Anyway, so that's the goal, people. Free stuff.
Free
okay.
Stuff.
We will review your stuff
for free.
So if you have a product, a concert, a show that you want us to review,
send
it our way and we will review it. We will give an honest review. And the honest review will be non-paid by promotional people. These are honest reviews by two couples that really will go to your stuff. And the and you know, I'm not going to say that we are going to give you a review just because you invited us, but free stuff does sway us. You know, if you treat us good, that is a great review, because if you treat us really good, then we know that whatever you're doing is pretty good. And maybe we won't be criticizing things as much as if you didn't and we had to pay for your shit.
Everything.
Exactly. So, no, let me stop. We're going to review it fairly, okay? Fairly. But like I said, you know, if you want us to review your products, your event, let us know and we will be there. Couple of critics will be there. So the first couple of critics we're going to do, we just took a trip to New York with the family.
Yeah, so we went to New York for Christmas. And so we've actually, this would be our second
trip.
Vacation in New York for Christmas. Because 2 years ago,
four years ago,
we were in New York for Christmas. But this time it was different because it wasn't only our family, but it was also my siblings and their families as well.
But also, let's retrack, okay? It's beginning of the year. Last year, we did a lot of trips. We took a road trip.
A lot.
We took cruises. So we are going to be seeing a lot of...
to places. We flew to places.
We were on a boat to places. So we're going to be reviewing a lot of things on the website. Mm-hmm. Some things we won't be doing podcasts on. We will just be doing a review on the website. So at the end of the day... Also, if you have a product and you want us to review it, or a concert or a show, and you want us to actually do a podcast, let us know. Let's work something out. But we usually are going to do our blog and review, and that's absolutely free. But if you want special stuff, you got to, you know, we got to talk. And it's not a paid review. It's just you saying, I would rather have a podcast discussion. And then let's talk, because now that's more stuff we got to do. I'm just saying. But it's not a paid review, people. It's not a paid, because I will sit here and tell you your product sucks to your face. So you take that chance being on a podcast with us talking about you, because I will... And I've done it before where I've been on a podcast and I've told the people, yo, your stuff pretty much sucks to their face. So I'm just letting you know, don't think, oh, well, if I go
it's,
on.
It's positive.
But positive. Positive sucks.
You know?
Positive sucks.
I mean, you would want us to be very upfront with you so that way you can, you know.
Exactly. So like I said, certain things we're going to do podcasts on. Certain things we're not.
We just do all right.
So just letting you know, okay? So. The first thing we went to New York. Great trip. It was cold.
Yes, we're there for a week.
We was there for a week. We had a crappy ass electric car. Let's not talk about that. That's
No.
That's another story.
Really?
We're gonna stick to what we're talking about.
Okay.
This is not a We're talking about the vacation. We're talking about Pacific. So, specifically, what we're talking about today is this restaurant we went to in downtown in 42nd Street called Stardust.
Stardust Diner.
Stardust Diner. Now, if you don't, right, it is a diner down on 42nd. And the what's really great about it is that they have people that are either on Broadway, were on Broadway, or want to be on Broadway that actually perform songs while you eat.
They're the waiters, the waitresses,
and
your bartender.
First, I want to say they are the most multitasking mofos I've ever seen. These people were singing, ringing up shit. Serving food with a mic in their hand,
singing and dancing
and all this while they were serving and reading up receipts.
And they could sing too.
And they could sing.
Really sing.
And because these are people that either were on Broadway or want to be on Broadway.
So they work there
for money, for tips and stuff like that, for money while they are auditioning for shows and stuff like that. Yep. And he said, what, 80 people that work there or something like that have actually gone from working there to actually being to on be Broadway.
The Broadway show. So
to be honest, it's a great experience. It's like an hour and a half wait online.
Yes, you actually had to stand in line. The line was around the corner.
It
was ridiculous.
But it went fast because we were talking to this nice little Canadian couple.
Yes, we were.
They were from what, Canada?
They were
Canada?
Are you serious? Did you say Canada?
Canadian?
Oh my gosh. Canada.
Canada?
And they were not a couple. They were a mother and daughter.
Same thing. But anyway, they were a couple of mother and daughters, okay? And they were, and we talked to them, so the time flows by.
Yeah.
It was cold outside. And we got inside, and they sat us down, and I didn't know what this was. Like, you the one that said,
because
you saw it online.
I saw it online, so... Okay, so when I Google, you know, things to kind of eat at, I mean, we've been to New York so many times. I mean, my husband is from the Brooklyn.
Boogie down, baby.
You know, so, we were in New York over the summer as well. So, and with the kids, I mean, we go there a lot. You know, we still have...
So the poor kids said, we don't go to New York no more.
Yeah, my
kids are like, we don't go no
there,
more.
So we're visiting and everything. So, but yeah, I you know, things to do and places to eat at. And Stardust Diner was, you know, one of the top eateries and things that we need to check out. So I wanted to go look at it, you know?
So the line was long.
Yes.
So we waited online. It was cold. Mm-hmm. Now, you know it's cold. It's New York.
It's cold. December.
So we waited online. We got in. They sat us down. The staff was very friendly.
Very friendly.
Very friendly. Very. Our secretary, what was her name? Christine?
I think
Jennifer.
I may be wrong.
Could be Jennifer, Christine. One of those white names. Oh my God. Oh man.
You're
going
to get us canceled.
Oh my God. We canceled already.
Before we even resume.
We're canceled. It was like Christina, Jennifer.
It's one of the regular names.
It's one of those names. She was very, very kind. Unfortunately, the Asian couple next to us was really mean to her.
Next to us. They were very nasty.
Why he was nasty? So
because you do it sometimes.
So it was a great experience, right? The food itself wasn't
the
best.
It's subpar.
It's not like, you know, phenomenal.
No.
This is not a place that you go to for the food.
Yeah,
you are like looking for that top notch New York food. This is not the place for that. It is not. It's edible. It's not nasty.
No.
If you're hungry, it will fill you.
It'll fill your tummy
up. But if you're looking for like that New York, like, yo, you know, like, you know, that's not a place that if I tell somebody if they want some New York food, go there.
No.
That's definitely not. Mm-mm. But the entertainment and the environment definitely makes up for the food being mediocre.
Yeah. People do go there to see that entertainment.
It's very entertaining. Exactly. Very entertaining. Mm-hmm. The environment's great. Now, it is a little cramped, though.
Yes, it is.
It is a little cramped.
It's two stories.
But
you know New York.
Everything in New York's cramped. So the thing is, you know, saying that is really not saying anything because everything in New York, especially on 42nd Street during the holidays, and that was Christmas Day
It was Christmas Day.
You know, so everything is cramped.
Yep.
So you know what? I won't take points for that because that's just New York. Okay. The food was subpar.
Yeah, subpar. It was.
I mean, like I said, it wasn't bad.
I would say it's like going to Denny's.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like going Denny's to Denny's food. You know, type food.
They're just warming it up.
Exactly. You know, it's nothing like, oh my God.
It's frozen.
You know, I had a burger and the fries and a milkshake.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
You know, was it nasty?
Yeah, it was just, like I say, it was just, I mean, it's, you know, it's food that, you know, it's already pre-made and they're just warming it
up. I think the milkshake could have been better.
Yeah, I had, actually had the waffles and the eggs and bacon. And again, it was edible, you know, but again, it wasn't the best I've had. No, yeah. I would say Kiki's is way better.
So we definitely, you know, so out of like a 10, maybe I give the food a 4 or 5.
Yeah, I would give it a 4.
Yeah, because like I said, but it wasn't nasty.
It was not nasty.
And if you're hungry and you want to eat,
it'll feed you.
But if you're eating for cosmetic reasons, like, I want to taste this, that's not a place. Right? No. Now, the entertainment was good.
It was top.
The performers' voices were amazing.
They were great.
They were saying a lot of different songs. Mm-hmm. People could request and stuff. It was a great experience. Now, these are the negatives, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, overall, I would recommend it.
Yes, I definitely would recommend it.
But there are some things you have to be wary about. One, if you're from out of town and you are not used to the crowd, the place is very crowded.
Yes.
Like you are up next to whoever you're next to.
Yeah, you're sitting next to teacher.
You're cramped.
Forget COVID.
So yeah, exactly. So if you are a person that's from out of town and you are not used to the crampedness in restaurants, definitely take
this
that into consideration.
This will be uncomfortable for
it. It may be uncomfortable with you because you got to understand it's extra crowded, not because the space isn't adequate for everybody. Everybody got coats on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you sit down, you got to put your coat on your thing. Everybody got their coat next to you. So, you know, it makes it more packed because everybody got little scarves and coats.
And not only that, and you
like
are
that.
Literally sitting next to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no privacy.
Exactly. So that's one. Also, I would say the prices was a little bit pricey.
They were high, yes. On the higher end.
Even for New York. Even for New York standards.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new thing and stuff.
Yes, please be aware.
And that gratuity was like, I think we paid extra $15,
$20
for our bill. Yeah, for 20%. I didn't like that. Also, they did a lot of begging. What I mean begging is like, you know,
asking for donations
because these are broke actors and they need money and help.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot of that going around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you gave a certain amount of money, you can get a request and stuff. So I'm kind of on the fence with that, you know, because, you know, I go there, you know, even though they say the entertainment is free and part of it, but you're still paying
for it.
You got that gratuity. Yeah. That's high as hell. Then you have the people going around donation
with the bucket.
With the bucket. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So in a sense, you are paying for the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, to me, that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I would have appreciated a restaurant that you go to that still gives that entertainment, but makes giving money voluntary, you know, because the gratuity now everybody's, you know, even though legally you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
But.
And that's why it's just couple.
So
next to
and the next the couple next to us was mad because the guy was like, "Yo, I'm not paying this," and she took it. I think she took it off and stuff. But you know, because legally, there's no place where you have to pay gratuity. You don't have to.
Okay, funny story. We'll tell you guys later when we're in the Cayman Islands and we got kicked out, and we'll talk about that later.
Anyway, I wasn't gonna pay the money anyway, but you know, but they make you feel as you have to pay it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so when it comes to the price, even for New York standards, I think our bill was close to $100.
Yeah. And again,
for a burger, drink,
and some waffles.
Yeah.
And I didn't even order a drink.
Yeah.
The drink was expensive.
You know, and to me, you know, if you're going to price up, I'd rather you price up without the gratuity than to price up and still add a gratuity.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I get it. It's New York, 42nd Street, all that. But, you know, the prices. Now, this is the place. If you got money to spend, go have a good time. But if you are out on a date and you don't want to spend money like that, That's not a place to go.
You don't want to take a date there.
You don't. You don't. Yeah. Because you will be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Because when you see that bill, unless you're a baller like that and got that dough, you know what I'm saying? You may be embarrassed.
Yeah,
or you may, subpar meal. Your pockets may be, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny. We parked our car downtown for 12 hours, mm-hmm. right? We were down there. And it only cost us less than
$40. Less than $40. And that's unheard of.
And that's unheard of. You know what I'm saying? But that was the prices. Yep. But this place that we ordered two meals, a burger and a waffle and a milkshake cost us $100.
Yep.
So when it comes to the price, I would say no. Mm-hmm. It's not a place that's budget friendly. It's not good to your pockets.
I agree.
And you know, is the price worth it? In essence, no. But if you're looking for entertainment factor, mm-hmm. if you're looking for like New York type luster type thing, yes.
Very artsy, if that's what you're looking at.
To me, is it a good date night? Yeah, if you got the money. Mm-hmm. Is this something that I would go with my wife again to say, hey, baby, no.
No.
No, it's not a return place mm-hmm. to go to as far as when we go back to New York. Yo, we got to start.
No.
It's a one-time experience. Mm-hmm. That's just our opinion.
Yeah.
It's just a one-time experience to experience that. But it's not someplace that you would return to, in my opinion.
I agree.
I'm not going to tell my wife, hey, baby, let's go there. I will tell somebody going to New York to say, hey, you like entertainment? There's this restaurant down there.
You know,
but it's pricey.
Diner to see the entertainment.
And then also, I wanted to do something, okay? You know one thing about me, and you know this for years, a place that I'm obsessed with, every time I go somewhere, I have to go to their bathrooms.
Yes.
So let me tell you, every time I go anywhere, whether it's from a hotel to a cruise room to a restaurant, no matter where I go, I have to go to their bathroom and review their bathroom. So this is weird. You're gonna say because your bathroom to me shows you the love you have for your establishment. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, your bathroom is the most unhygienic place in the place. And if you keep that immaculate and put the money in your bathroom, that means you love your place and you clean. Mm-hmm. Their bathroom smell like pee and poop.
Well, I mean, it was tiny. Okay.
I know. But what I'm saying is the garbage was overfilled with tissues. the bathroom did not smell of sanitary
level, not at all.
The bathroom definitely did not make me want to feel comfortable enough to poop in.
Oh, okay.
I have a standard of will I pee there? Will I poop? Mm-hmm. If I say I'll poop there, star, mm-hmm. great. If I say I'll pee there, eh. If I say I won't even pee there, nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Their bathroom, I would pee in, but I wouldn't poop in.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to understand my standards. Mm-hmm. And I will do that every review mm-hmm. if our review includes someplace to have a bathroom.
Yes.
That's unique.
Sounds good.
People don't think about the bathroom, baby.
I know.
That's how we gonna get love.
I'm a genius. I'm ahead of the time. You're just time traveling.
Their bathroom, I will pee in it, but I will not poop in it.
There you go.
So that's the word. So at the end of the day, people, it's great to visit. If you have some money, if you want some entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you're just looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But is this a spot to regularly go?
No. We have our diner spot that we always go to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love, you know, New York diners. I really do.
Yeah. But this is not a regular place.
This is not.
But it's good when you're a tourist mm-hmm. to go there,
yeah.
have a good time,
yeah.
take the family. Yep. But no, you're going to be paying money.
Yeah. If you take the family.
Oh, you're paying a couple hundred dollars.
Yes.
So just be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's all good for you, then it's a good place to go and visit to have a New York experience of Sayers, off-Broadway Sayers.
Yeah,
just a great experience, okay? All right, well, keep checking out coupleofcritics.com for our podcast and reviews. Like I said, we have irregular blogs mm-hmm. of reviews of different products and different things. Everything's not going to be a podcast. Certain things will be a podcast. So stay tuned. If you want us to review your product, email us.
Email us.
acoupleofcritics@gmail.com. Send us your information. Send us your show or your concert or your product or whatever.
We are in Orlando, Florida, so mm-hmm. again, Land of Entertainment.
If you send us a product, we'll do a podcast mm-hmm. on it automatically. If you just want us to like go online and review it, we may write up a review. But if you're like, hey, I want to send you my product, mm-hmm. we'll do a podcast for that product. So that's what we're going to do. If you send it to us, we're going to show you love and do an actual podcast. And if you don't know, I'm going to give you some marketing tips. You know, if you got a new product you want us to review and it's a great product and we review it well, you could use that for your advertisement and you could make money off of it. And we're going to do it for free mm-hmm. for you. So at the end of the day, go to coupleofcritics@gmail.com and you can email us and let us know what you want to do. Or go to coupleofcritics.com and just check out everything we're doing. All right. Until next time, guys.
Thank you all. All right,
bye.
Have a good one.